Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 136 of Beyond the Supernatural, a page that introduces an optional rule that, unlike the optional rule from last page, throws this whole fictional world into fucking chaos. This is the blood loss damage rule. We are, by the way, in the damage and healing section. We've sort of gradually shifted from talking about characters and attributes per se into talking about damage and its consequences, but I'd say by this page the slide from one topic to the other is complete. And we're talking about what happens when you start to bleed out. We are also talking about what SDC is and how it works, which is necessary background for the dumbest thing on this page. So first, let's talk about that. SDC is structural damage capacity, which is the kind of damage you take that's like action movie damage. It's like you get punched, you get stabbed, you get shot, what? But it's just, it's fine. Like, it's dramatic, makes you seem like a big tough guy when you keep going. But, you know, nobody's going to die or anything. It's just, it's action movie damage, you know? Both people and objects have SDC. In fact, objects only have SDC. And Beyond the Supernatural, like other Palladium games, has to do a little bit of apologism for SDC. Because apparently, the author has often been asked, what's the deal with this SDC thing? You're giving objects SDC, like walls, doors, cars have SDC. It's weird that objects kind of have their own version of hit points because I would expect that if I rock up to something with a baseball bat or a big sledgehammer or start shooting at it, that things are going to start happening. But because they've got this kind of hit point total, it seems like, you know, I can just shoot and shoot the car and it's fine until I kill the car by depleting its hit points and then the car is dead. That doesn't seem like what happens to objects when you start shooting them. And so the author has to explain, you know, the object is not fine throughout. The specific example that's given is if you shoot at a door, yes, you make holes in it, right? You're depleting its SDC gradually. You're making holes, which you could look through if you want. You know, it's splintering. And when you deplete its SDC, then it's fully destroyed. But that doesn't mean it hasn't taken damage up to that point. It definitely has taken damage. You got to use common sense and you got to represent that in the fiction. So fair enough. Fair fucks to the author telling some late 80s, early 90s simulationist type players to get off their bullshit and just, like, you know what happens when somebody shoots a door. There are holes in it. Like, you don't need me to walk you through this. Okay, great. Now, SDC for people is maybe a little bit harder to get your head around, but fortunately, we got a little section on this just last page that sort of explains how it works. Quote, SDC is designed to indicate damage to the physical body that hurts but is not life-threatening. This is the classic movie device of the, quote, flesh wound and, quote, barroom brawl, where the hero gets shot, stabbed, or takes a beating, but except for a trickle of blood and some bruises, is basically okay. This is actually realistic when you think about professional athletes, especially boxers, hockey, and football players. Football players, for example, are, quote, gridiron warriors who get hit, knocked down, tackled, crunched, and battered without, for the most part, life-threatening injury. And it goes on to say, obviously they have SDC because that's how they're able to take damage and continue playing. So, all right, all psychic character classes, it says on this page, 136, start with 1d10 plus 12 SDC. That's a maximum of 22 SDC before physical skills or other bonuses. If you get that maximum, that's enough to absorb 3 shots from a small caliber handgun before taking any life-threatening damage. It's sort of just a scratch. Please note that these are not abstract like D&D hit points are supposed to be, even though a lot of people don't play D&D that way. It's supposed to be in D&D that hit points are sort of a combination of, like, your physical toughness, your luck, and, you know, the give and take of combat. This is not that. SDC is physical toughness. Physical toughness to the degree that you can get shot a couple times. Bullet goes in, bullet goes out, and you can still play football. I would maybe quibble with the idea that it's realistic, but that dubious claim aside, you know, we're all role players here. Like, horrible shit just happens to you all the time, and as long as you don't pass the magical threshold to 0 hit points, you know, you're okay. You sleep it off, you get some heals, you're fine. I'm willing to accept the same thing in Palladium, especially since we're sort of emulating high action genres. Now, beyond your SDC, you have hit points, and this is where this is no longer action movie damage. Your body is losing the functionality it needs to keep you alive. Even as a boxer, even if you have attained that exalted status, there comes a point when your boxer points are depleted, you've been shot 2-3 times, that's all just been absorbed by your innate boxer resilience. Now, if you get shot more, that's actually perforating your guts, lodging in your bones. Shit's getting serious. Once you start taking hit point damage, you have crossed the line from, I'm good to go, coach, put me back in there, to, with every tackle, I am dying. This brings us to the dumbest thing on this page, the optional blood loss damage rule. Quote, to keep the game fast and simple, we assume even hit point damage, unless severe, is not necessarily an immediate life and death situation. Most characters can take 1 to 10 hit points of damage like falling off a log. They'll need some painkillers and to get bandaged up, but they'll be just fine with a little rest and medicine. However, when a character loses half or more of his hit point number, he is badly hurt. This is when the blood loss rules kick in. Not only is the character taking a physical pounding, but he is also bleeding from one or more wounds or suffering from internal bleeding. This bleeding causes an additional 1 point of HP damage per minute. My problem here is not with making the game more lethal, which I think could be a positive thing. It's even pointed out in this section, you know, this makes the healer more valuable. It makes the team more likely to consider cutting their losses when a situation goes sideways rather than just, you know, letting the character who's gotten down to zero HP lie there until the encounter is over. That's all fine. My problem is the fiction. When you put together everything on this page, it creates a real weird gray area between, like, your final point of SDC and halfway into your hit points. So let's say that, you know, there's no gun in play here. It's just like a knife. Somebody jumps you with a knife. And it's somebody who is not of exceptional strength. They're not a bodybuilder. They're not a boxer. It's just a regular person who decided to grab a knife and stab you to death, which, like in real life, would be a dangerous situation. But in a Palladium game, knives are bullshit, right? They do like 1d6 damage. So if you rolled average for SDC, you're going to have like 17 SDC. If somebody, you know, just stabs and stabs and stabs you for 45 seconds, you know, like it hurts, it stings. You're going to want to get some Band-Aids on there maybe, you know, if you feel like it, just for like sanitary reasons. But you can still play football. You're not impaired in any way. And not only are you not impaired, but like you're in no danger. Your miserable life moves on. Once you've taken those, you know, 5 good stabs with a butcher knife, though, now things are really getting serious. Now you've got as many hit points as you have physical endurance plus 1d6 per level. So let's say you're even first level, you've got an average physical endurance, you're just as tough as the next person. You get stabbed once more, you're down to 9.5. Once more, you're down to 6. You are being stabbed to death. A couple more stabs like that, and you are dead. Here's my concern. From the point where this stopped being like boxer style, like football style damage, where it's just like, whoops, cuts and scrapes, good thing I've built up my knife resistance through pugilism, past that point, down to 6 HP, where we're talking about depleting hit points now. That was 2 stabs of life-threatening damage. How the fuck are you not bleeding? If you want to take it all the way down to 0 HP and there's no death spiral, just for pure game mechanical purposes, if you want to say, this is like D&D, until you hit 0 HP, you're just fine, this is basically like a tabletop video game, then fine. But if you're expecting me to track the fiction and say, okay, once you hit this point, you're now bleeding. And when you're bleeding, you're losing blood, you're taking damage, you'll eventually die of blood loss. I expect an explanation of why, from 2 stab wounds through my skin into my guts, why am I not significantly bleeding? Because it may stop there, right? If I am a boxer, and so I've taken, you know, 7 good stabs, and I at this point, I think, a laugh's a laugh. I can take a joke. Big bad boxer, everybody wants a piece, okay. But this twerp, I mean, he's been stabbing me to death for like a minute and a half. If nothing else, this is rude. Like, you're dominating the conversation if you're stabbing someone that much, especially at a stretch. Like, maybe ask me what my day has been like before you stab me again, all right? Don't be a bore. So I'm just going to deck this guy. And I do, and I take him out. I have real questions about the fiction here. I mean, what if we are at a party? You know, what if somebody just came up and started stabbing me just for no reason? You know, like sometimes happens in a role-playing game, like the GM thinks, this is a talkie session. Did this dinner party thing, maybe not the best idea. So somebody just grabs a steak knife and starts going to town on old Train Car Joe. That's always good for a little fun when somebody tries to take down the hobo boxing champion Train Car Joe. And it is, it's fun, we run the encounter. So I get stabbed like 7 times, deck the guy, take him down. I now need to know, like, what's going on with me at the party? Do I need to leave? Can I stay? Do I just need to change my shirt? Somewhere in there in that midsection, underneath all those abs and all those pecs that I've got from the boxing, somewhere in there, you know, the stomach or the kidney or something has been stabbed. But the rules are telling me, no, you're not bleeding. Like, don't worry. Like, you're not taking any damage. It's going to be fine. If a door with half its SDC gone has holes in it that you can look through, the same should be true of a person with half their hit points missing. And if there are holes in me you can look through, I feel like I should be bleeding. I'm not a doctor, but I feel like I should be bleeding. Anyway, this page continues on to the next with some talk about armor, hit point recovery in a hospital, surviving comas. We've seen all that before, and you know what that means. So join me tomorrow for a little something different on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.